It's a match day podcast. We're in the car on the way down to Huddersfield. It's 10 past 10. We're running behind schedule as always. So, Bolland, what do you think is happening today?
We're winning 4-0. We're going to the match. we're probably going to drive for another hour and a half and get out of the car.
Win 4-0. It's not meant to be a comedy podcast.
Win 4-0.
So, Bolland reckons 4-0. Who's going to score?
Gale, four times.
So positive, I like that. That's the most positive you've been in about 3 years, by the way.
Back in the prem.
I like it, Bolland. You used to be overly positive to the point that it got on my nerves. And then out of nowhere, you just turned into the most negative of the group, and I kind of swapped places with you.
And about the time that Rafa took over.
Yeah.
Everything totally changed.
When we've got reason to be positive, Bolland decided to not have it anymore.
I reckon the scars of Villa away still haunt Bolland.
I wasn't
there. Scars of what?
Villa away. Changes you Villa away, doesn't it?
It's the worst.
Is it personal?
Just as a little reminder, in case any Villa fans are listening, we're still fucking absolutely haters.
I wasn't that negative. I just said we could have done a bit better. and on the preview, I said we don't really know how good we are, but against Huddersfield, we know how good we are, and we'll beat them again. So
yeah, I was watching the Leeds Sunderland game yesterday, and me and my dad kind of said to us, to each other, that our game today is going to be it's a championship game, really, isn't it? Neither squad has come on that much from what we were last year. I think it's going to be championship caliber football, because Huddersfield are still shit, and we're just going to play our usual like away mentality of letting them have the ball a bit, and they'll sort of dictate. I think they're going to dictate that it's going to be a championship standard game of football today, which is fine, because we're still going to win.
I reckon they'll be in our faces, pressing us loads, and then we're just going to pick them off like we did last time.
Yeah, I really don't like their manager, by the way. I don't know why. I kind of liked them last year, but I think he's a bit of a prick.
Rubbish.
Sorry?
I've got no personal qualms with David Wagner. I think he's decent, but... obviously the same. It is basically an extension of the championship at the minute. Both teams have bought players, none of whom, apart from Lejeune, who looks like a fucking class act. But if you look at all of Huddersfield's transfers and all of ours, there's no like Premier League players in there. So we've just added.
That's not right. They're off to a quick side.
No, I'm not writing them off. I'm just saying. There's no proven Premier League players. we've each added unknowns to the
squad.
Exactly
squads. What I've been saying in the past, and they've just been like kicking off of us.
I kicked off on your behalf.
It's a conspiracy, man.
Shut up, man.
Think
on me. No, look, we've bought three foreign lads who we're obviously positive on, because Rafa's going to be managing them, but. Ah, forget it. Right, we're gonna win 3-1.
Tonight of Bolland's preview.
We're gonna win 3-1. Dwight Gale's gonna score. I really hope Diarmé plays at number 10, because when Diarmé plays at number 10 and Dwight Gale's up front away from home, we're sorted against a team like Huddersfield.
Green Street.
Green Mud.
I think they're gonna come all gun blazing in the first 20 minutes, full of confidence after the win at Palace. Look at the back of the March game, they had a lot of possession. We got pretty gifted two goals, but that's when Daryl Murphy's playing front, so...
Scored yesterday, by the way.
3-4, isn't it? A 4-3 for... Very good record so far. But I think if we get the first goal, I think we'll go on and win it. If not, I think it'll be a draw.
And if not, we might lose.
But they've got a bit more of an attacking outlet now, that the new guy who's scored two last week. Don't really know much of him.
Mooney.
Yeah, so two goals. And
I've never heard of that guy.
Where did he play us?
12 million from Montpellier.
He's got as many goals as whatever he's called.
Say it again.
Nearly crashed the car there.
As many goals as Mbop.
Mbop, was it?
By Hanson.
Is that not his name from Monaco?
I think it's Mbappe. Mbop, that's brilliant. I think we should just call it there, Dodds.
We were at Mile Castle last night, Tucker.
Do you want to tell anyone what you think about the match?
Everyone knows, because I did the preview.
Right, okay, well, we'll come back to you when we get to Huddersfield.
All right. 2-3 years ago to the very day, since I've been fixed to here. goes to Newcastle United, goalless at half-time at Huddersfield. Si, your thoughts on that?
All things considered, I think it was a very, very even game of football, first half. We've had some chances, they've had some half chances, they've not really tested Rob Elliott. They've hit one straight at him, which was a good chance, but Rob Elliott's not really had to make any saves, which is encouraging. We've conceded a lot of corners, but nothing much has came of them. Equally, we've had our chances. It's just like the last time we played them, they've had a lot of the ball without really much coming of it, and when we've had our chances, we've broken quite dangerously. There was a ball over the top from Hayden to Atsu, which I wish we'd done better with, but there's been a couple of sparks, and as they wear out during the game, I think we'll make something second half here. I'm not really worried about conceding.
Yeah, I mean, you'd expect the game to open up a little bit better, but I don't know whether they've run out of ideas already.
Yeah.
I mean, they started like a house on fire in terms of press, and they're not really pressing us anymore. I don't know whether they've matured as a team and they've realised that in the Premier League you can't do that, or they've just run out of ideas. It's like watching a possession-based version of Steve McLaren's Newcastle, where they need to run callbacks so deep. Like, the bald lad in the middle and the other lad are often behind the two centre-backs when the centre-backs split, and there's no one making runs in behind our defence, which is a bit weird, so there's no one trying to stretch the play. So I'm a bit baffled by Huddersfield, really. The refs not being great. I don't think either shot was a pen, and I don't think either of the shots were pens or pens.
No.
No, we're at the end. We've been attacking. I don't know what it looked like on TV, but Matt Ritchie basically scored. Like, thought it was in. We're celebrating, and then the keeper got a touch to it. Unbelievable save. Si, I think, would you say again another strong performance by Mankiw?
I wouldn't have picked out Mankiw personally.
I think they've tried to talk him down that side, and it hasn't worked.
Yeah, he's been perfectly fine. I think they're coming all down the left. I think that's a little bit down to Atsu as well. Atsu seems to have two men on at all times. Huddersfield have definitely identified Atsu as our main threat. So when you look at Richie, you'd expect to see a bit more from him. And again, I think he's been a bit quiet. It might be Jacob Murphy's time to have a look at that. Other than that, I wouldn't change anything. I think if things stay the same as they are, as I said before, we'll get more and more into this game. As you said, they've run out of ideas. They've started to tire. We're just waiting for a chance to pounce. And I think it's just decision making in the final third. So there's been times Atsu's at the byline, there's been times Hayden or Gale or Perez have picked up the ball edge of the box, and either the shot or the passes have been right, but eventually something's going to come.
Yeah, I would hate it to be this way, potentially, because you never know, but it kind of feel like next goal wins it, maybe.
Yeah.
Like, but I mean, they just don't look like scoring. We've looked a little bit more dangerous. Dwight Kill came into the game more and more, I thought, though he's still not really in it. But Perez, I didn't really back the selection. He's probably been my best player. He certainly caused other serious problems, but you know, we'll speak to you again at full time. We spoke at this stage last week and it all went horribly wrong very quickly, so let's hope for no more jokes. But I kind of feel like the only way we concede is from a defensive mistake or a set piece, which is kind of the Championship all over again. So yeah, we will see second half. Hi, we've been beaten 1-0. That's size, Mickey. We're back in the Premier League. It's a familiar feeling watching Newcastle United lose away from home.
No goals.
No shots. A couple of shots.
Nothing.
I'm guessing yous are all pretty negative. Should I just say a couple of positive things and pass it to you?
You're lying if you do, but okay.
The team needs desperate reinforcements. We need creativity. Missed Shelvey hugely.
I thought you were going to be positive.
But you know, we're sat in a pub last year after a defeat to Huddersfield and wrote off players, and I was wrong. Actually, a year on, I think we need to drop Hayden, but that's what I said last year, and play possibly before Shelvey play Modiame, because there was so little creativity between the midfield two, and I thought Moreno had a better game. But it's not the end of the world. We lost. It was a ridiculously tight game. I don't think Rob Elliott's made a save of any note.
Aye, because the ball's gone through his hands.
It doesn't mean that we were good, but I don't think Huddersfield were better than us. I thought we defended well. One mistake, Mankiw at half time, who was bigging up, apparently at fault again. Worrying, having to play Chancellor Mbemba at left back, who had a good game. Worrying, they point to squad deficiencies, but overall, let's see where we are against West Ham. You know, if we beat West Ham and Swansea, you know, it's a very negative picture at the moment, but we're two games in and we haven't been outclassed, we haven't been outplayed. Under Steve McLaren, I remember going away to Swansea and seeing we just get absolutely destroyed and Swansea were shite. That hasn't happened. I suppose that's my bit. I'll say more tomorrow.
So you made some good points, but two games in, we shouldn't get too carried away with the doom and gloom. However, I suggested in the pre-season pod that we'd be in a relegation battle, and on the evidence of today, we definitely will be. The situation is terminal at Newcastle. We've not got enough quality. We don't have the reinforcements to put out a team capable of beating a side that we finished, what, four or five places ahead of in the Championship?
Two.
Did they finish third in the end, did they get there? Like, it's horrendous watching it. We don't have any quality in the side that's capable of changing the game. Once again, I think, I don't want to criticise him too much because it's not his fault. The blame for today lies solely at Mike Ashley's door, but Rafa's in-game management was rubbish. Bringing on Joselu for Gale, when that wasn't the problem. The problem again was the fact that Gale was totally isolated once again. Gale will get his goals. Gale will score goals in this division if we create him chances, and you need to give him the support to do that. And Iosi Perez, for no lack of trying, isn't the man to do that. Diarmé, for me, should have started. I think we would have looked better.
He was injured, though, didn't he? You don't know how, because he's injured.
If
he's injured, then he shouldn't be coming on.
He came on to do it.
He was all right for the last 15, 20.
If you're not fit enough to play 90, it doesn't mean you can't.
As I say, I think the blame doesn't lie at Rafa Benitez's door, it lies at Mike Ashley's. This is terminal. If we carry on playing like this, if we play like we played last week, if we play like we play this week, for the rest of the season, we will go down. And then there's no doubt about that in my mind. We aren't good enough. We need players, and we need players desperately. We desperately need players.
We'll move it on.
Don't know how to come back to that, Paul. You've gone hard. I mean, I don't know. Rafa's in-game management, he knows better than us. You're right about the game.
He doesn't necessarily, because what's the difference? What's the difference between today?
We don't know if Gil was injured. We don't know if he felt his hamstring.
Where was the gulf in class between the way we played today and the way we used to play under Pardew and Carver?
Hang on. I'm sorry, but we couldn't defend for a start under those players. I mean, I'm used to going away from home in the Pardew and Carver and not even seeing we get a kick today. That was a shite, tight game. I set aside half-time. I was shocked by Huddersfield's lack of ambition, and I thought Huddersfield were perfectly happy with a 0-0 draw. They went in that game thinking, and yeah, maybe we could have reacted better. And maybe, you know, I find it bizarre that Gale went off, but we don't know the details of it. We had no one playing balls to the top for Gale, and this is where Hayden comes into it. I just don't think he's in the Premier League. You know, Moreno. Moreno. I keep getting confused between the two Spaniards. At least he tried to make things happen. It doesn't always come off. With Hayden, there was just nothing, and he was committing a lot of stupid fouls. But I just don't feel. I just don't feel the need to get carried away. And we could defend in this league, and a lot of teams can't, and that bodes well. Doesn't mean we don't need to improve. Doesn't mean we don't need to create more. But we missed Shelvey, which is not news, is it? Last season without Shelvey in the team, we hardly created a chance. It's the same this season.
Right. So we've defended well, but again, there was nothing going. We've barely created a chance there. Barely. I can't think of many. We had a couple of like wayward shots in the first half. One in the second half.
Matt Ritchie's chance was identical to theirs, that theirs just went in.
I said this to McGee, if we'd scored, maybe we would have won it, but like.
That keeper's got no right saving that chance.
1-0 down, like, there's no quality. There's no quality. And as I say, it's not Rafa's fault, it's Mike Ashley's fault.
Totally. Well, we're very much lacking in. It's not just the creative players, but the options as well. So we've had to play Gale from the start because we don't now have a proper number nine. We've got Gale as our only chance. He's took him off for Joselu. The only reason, I think you're right, I think it was a weird one, and it wasn't Gale's fault that he's not
Perez
been in the game.
Perez
needed to come off. Choice. But he's took Gale off because he's not getting those chances. You nailed it. Like, no one was creating chances for him, so there was no point in having him there because he's there to get in the end of stuff. He's not going to create it for himself.
Maybe if he played him with Joselu, though.
Yeah, he needs a bit of help. So he's took him off and said, right, we're just going to get the big lad on and see if we can just make something happen.
We're getting in tomorrow night. Yeah, we're getting a bit of details. So is there anything else anyone wants to say?
I'm gutted about the result, but I mean, yeah, we started last season with two defeats and everyone had a meltdown.
You know, and let's not forget, you know, the season went down in the... You're saying, I mean, you didn't mention McLaren, you mentioned Carver and Pardew, but I remember going to Everton, who finished 16th, and getting beat 3-0, and it was like, it should have been 10. It should have been 10 to Everton. We were that bad. I remember going to Sunderland, who finished 17th and lost 3-0. We couldn't defend in those games. We couldn't even give an account of ourselves, whereas today, it's a shite game.
It doesn't matter if you lose 3-0 or 10-0, we still lost 1-0.
It does matter. It does matter. If you can't defend, you can't defend. But Mickey, you want to say something before we go?
I was just disappointed. I was disappointed with the lineup, first of all. I think it was completely wrong. The biggest problem with us going forward there, apart from the obvious lack of Premier League quality attacking players, was having Mbembe at left back,
which played well.
He did alright, but he can't play left back. He's a centre half. He offers absolutely nothing going forward. I thought the two centre halves defensively were sensible, but
Clark was excellent.
Often they look backwards with the ball, which is another problem with the personnel, not with them really. Because they've got no one to pass to going forward. So the issue we had today is that we don't have good enough players to play the way we need to in this league at the moment. We need new players. There's no two fucking ways about it. We need new players.
We were saying as we're walking back, like, one of the things that we noticed last time we got promoted was that we started the next season with exactly the same two centre halves, basically the same team, and we've done it again. Like, Clark and Lascelles.
But they're only Clark and Lascelles only played because of the last week. It's not like we're having
But like, even then you'd still be like looking at, like, right, well, it'd be Lejeune and one of them, wouldn't it? Like, we're not, as I say, it's not Benitez's fault. It's not even really the people who played today, because you can't fault anyone's effort that played today.
Not a bad partnership.
But like, yeah. we should be out there getting better players, better quality players. One example that we highlighted, and it's ultimately the deciding factor today, was that Rafa Benitez wanted to sign Aaron Moy. Wanted to sign him. If we'd signed him, and even if he wasn't that great for us today, he wouldn't have scored that goal for Huddersfield, because he'd be playing for us, and they wouldn't have had that, like, direct competitors. One of the things we talked about in the car was people signing, when we were up the better half of the league, was Chelsea signing Loric Remy to make us worse. Like, Moy might not be a world beater, but if we'd signed him today, that wouldn't have happened. And it, I don't want to be there on the Ashley bandwagon, but it's difficult not to be at the minute. The biggest problem this club at the minute is...
Leave this with you before tomorrow. You said before the game we'd win 4-0. Now, that might have been a bit of boisterous exaggeration, but you thought we'd win the game. I thought we'd win the game, and I thought we'd nick it. And we didn't nick it. They nicked it. But that sometimes happens in football. So I find it hard to see the complete turn. I don't know what you were expecting there. But you know what? We'll leave it for tomorrow, because we've got a long podcast tomorrow, so please tune in tomorrow night about 10:30, 11:00. It'll be up. Silence and Bollins. Thanks for listening, and we'll speak to you tomorrow for the long podcast.